Mr. Trump's announcement last year prompted a show of solidarity from the other 194 countries that signed the accord, not to mention American political and business leaders who rallied under the slogan, "We are still in." But to populists like Mr. Bolsonaro, Mr. Trump's demands that the United States be given a better deal could prove appealing. To the extent that we get these narrow-minded so-called nationalist populist leaders, we could have a big problem, said John P. Holdren, who served as President Barack Obama's chief science advisor. Brazil, with its huge area of forests, is going to suffer terribly from climate change. Beyond the domino effect, Mr. Holdren, who is now a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School, said there were other immediate costs to what he called the squandering of U.S. leadership on an acute global issue. Mr. Trump, who has mocked the science of human-caused climate change, cut the American contribution to a global fund that supports climate mitigation and assistance efforts in developing countries by two-thirds to $1 billion. He has tried to cut government funding of climate-related research, an effort that Congress has so far resisted. The White House issued no public response to the United Nations report, which was issued Monday in South Korea at a meeting of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, a group of scientists convened by the United Nations to guide world leaders. "Not today," said Bill Shine, the White House communications director. "It's a Kavanaugh night." After Mr. Trump returned Monday from Orlando, Florida, where he spoke to a convention of police chiefs and referred to the hurricane now approaching that state, he attended a White House ceremony to swear in Judge Brett M. Kavanaugh as an associate justice of the Supreme Court. Following the ceremony, Lindsay E. Walters, a deputy press secretary, said, "The United States is leading the world in providing affordable, abundant, and secure energy to our citizens while protecting the environment and reducing emissions through job-creating innovation." She noted that carbon dioxide-related emissions declined 14% in the United States from 2005 to 2017, while they rose 21% globally during the same period.